This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. For the first time in several years, the Greeley Stampede will wrap up its books, Not Owing Money to Creditors. Here to talk about how the organization has turned the corner is Jeff Nuttall, publisher of the Northern Colorado Business Report. So, Jeff, it sounds like there's good news for the Greeley Stampede this year.
There really is, Erin. After several years of losing money, the Stampede anticipates ending this year in the black. The final numbers on the annual two-week event aren't in yet, but organizers are confident that they're going to show a profit. And for comparison purposes to last year, they were $1 million in debt. So this is very good progress.
Wow. The Stampede has been such a big part of Greeley for so long. How could it not be making money?
Well, there are a lot of factors at play here. Many of the people that we talked to about the issue said that the problem started back in 2003 when Stampede organizers changed the name to Rocky Mountain Stampede. And the idea was to give the event a wider focus, but some saw it as a prelude to moving out of Greeley's Island Grove Park into the ranch, which is the Larimer County Events Complex in Loveland.
Was that really the plan?
Not at all. But the change created such misconceptions that the name was changed back to Greeley Stampede in 2005. And then it took organizers a while to reach out to the community. This past year, however, officials made a concerted effort to reconnect with various groups to get them involved in the community-wide event. And as a result, attendance went up for the first time in 4 years by about 20,000 people to a total of over a quarter of a million through the gates.
Well, that is pretty significant, but it still doesn't seem like that would be enough to make, you know, $1 million difference.
No, but the Stampede focused on the expense side of the budget, too. For example, the kickoff parade this year featured more local people, bands, cheerleaders, Cub Scouts, FFA kids, high school rodeo and saddle clubs, and fewer compensated celebrities. The organization still has about $800,000 in outstanding loans, but obviously a positive cash flow this year can help pay down those loans for the future.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the pricier parts of the Stampede is always the concerts. So did organizers save some money there this year?
Yes, they did. Instead of the big name entertainers of the past like Tim McGraw and Brad Paisley and Keith Urban, my wife's boyfriend, by the way, this year's lineup featured Chris Young and Clint Black, stars of their own, but they demand a lower fee than the top stars. That not only saved some big money, it also helped out concert goers who could buy 4 tickets for the price of one from last year.
Yeah. Well, as we've said, this is good news for the Stampede. I'm wondering if there are any larger benefits to Greeley and to Northern Colorado.
Yes, the Stampede was able to award 16 $1,000 scholarships to high schoolers in both Weld and Larimer counties, less than last year, but twice the amount in 2008. It also hired local organizations for maintenance and other operations, and those contracts were worth $150,000 that stay in Northern Colorado.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
You're welcome, Erin.
Jeff Nuttall is the publisher of the Northern Colorado Business Report. You can read more about the Greeley Stampede's financials in tomorrow's print and online editions.